Well, here we sit in the eve of such an election. Let's praise God this morning for the incredible country that he has given us and allowed us for so many years. We pray, of course, that he would find it in his will to keep it, but we also will accept his will. I believe that President Trump is going to win this election handedly, but we will see. We will also be seen in getting a glimpse of God's intention for America. It'll give us a glimpse of whether we have ever, have we really done enough of repenting and getting on our knees. The thousands and thousands of that have talked about it but haven't really done it, have really gotten on their knees and repented for America and for the sins of her, and repent for themselves as believers in Jesus Christ. Some need to repent for their lack of boldness as a Christian patriot. Some need to repent for being unwilling to be used of God as his instruments. Some need to, of course, we all need to repent of our own personal sins as we pray that God will heal our nation. I said this on Friday, I believe, but I'll say it again. If my people, he doesn't say if everybody, if the pagans, if the heathens, he says if my people will repent and ask God to heal the land, I will be faithful. And we need to be asking God to heal our land. And the healing can not end with tomorrow, but begin with tomorrow. I pray as God gives us a second chance and another opportunity to see all that is done, I pray that converts, not to Christianity, but converts to patriotism would happen all around the country. Of course, we hope that those converts to patriotism will understand and come to the complete understanding of what this nation was built upon the Word of God and God himself, and thereby coming to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. But we need to be praying for that in dramatic way, all day, non-ceasing, for God's hand. Scary time, scary election, but we will do our part. People are asking me if I am going to post the conference call. There was no conference call to post. There was a conference call, but there's nothing to post. It didn't record. People having trouble understanding that there was a technical difficulty. It's not like we can pull it out of thin air and post it. It's not possible. It's not going to post. We need to be vigilant. One of the premise of my conference call was, let's not invest in volatility. It makes no sense. I know some of you think this is a buying opera. I'm going to catch this falling knife. That's fine. You are certainly welcome to try. That is up to you. But it is not going to be part of my strategy for us in this very immediate future. Let's wait a little bit, see if we can get some dust to settle and some volatility to subside. And that's not going to happen until we get some certainty. Certainty that we have a socialist government that's going to be formed, or we have the freedoms to continue to grow as we've been doing. One or the other. And there can be certainty in both of those situations, and we're going to have to wait until we start to see that coming in before we can begin to make any moves. A number of people have asked me, am I going to address before the election a number of things that I am not going to address? And those things are what I consider unrealistic conspiracy theories, or theories that are based on literal or no fact, or made up fact. They're not based on the reality of our economy, the reality of our markets at all. They are ploys to either create fear or to create buying something. So I'm not going to engage in those conversations because I don't want to give those conversations any credibility. So no, I will not be addressing those things. If you believe the sky is falling, I would suggest that you put all your money in gold and you hunker down and you just live with the belief that that is going to save you. So I would, if you're looking for that, and I had one person who indicated that they became a partner because they're looking for that direction. So they obviously have not been a longtime listener. So I am going to go where the Lord leads me. I am going to go where my analytics, the God-given ability that I have been granted to do proper, right, true analytics, to see between the lines as I pray every day, that I might be as a son of our Issachar, that I might be able to see and work and understand the times today. I pray that God has given me that. He has been gracious and hopefully will continue to be. But I am not building economic theory policies. I am not going to stand my economic theses on a foundation that can be blown over by the slightest of breezes. So we're not going to do that. We're going to continue to stay solid and moving forward. I don't have get-rich schemes. All I have is faithful stewardship and things that we need to employ to be a faithful steward. Practical, logical reality. So we'll see. I'm sure Wednesdays and Thursdays conversations here will be very interesting. So I hope you'll stay tuned. I suspect that this week, at least three or four times, we will have this podcast up on the website. I would suggest you tune in. Hopefully it'll give you some peace. Hopefully it won't give you any worry. And maybe we'll get a little guidance. As a matter of fact, we could wake up Wednesday morning with a firm decision made because of a landslide and some very quick analytics that we need to do and employ into the portfolio. So watch closely and stay with me, and we'll see how things go this week. Let's pray fervently. Let's pray fervently for this election. I hope you have a great day. I'll see you in a little bit.